Welcome to the weekly Chinuch Hashkofa message, Parshas Yisroi. Being that we haven't posted for a very long time, I want to just take a minute to explain the purpose of this recording. We live in a world today where our children are growing up in a world where there's lots of distorted perspectives and distorted Hashkofas, which unfortunately no one is immune to. And therefore, today more than ever, it is important to have discussions with our children in concepts and engage them in ideas which have to do with emunah, the belief in Torah, and all other areas of Jewish outlook and Jewish hashkofa. So the idea of these messages is to provide for parents just pointers from the parsha, where on Shabbos, at a Shabbos meal, or walking to shul, or any other time, you can engage with your children to use these, even in the context of talking about the parsha, to have discussions specifically focused and related to ideas of emunah and hashkofa. I should point out, I'm going to provide different pointers. Of course, parents can elaborate on them on their own with their own ideas. And also, you need to pick and choose which ones are age appropriate for different ages of children. Obviously, you talk to different ages in different ways. If anyone has any questions, feel free to personal message me, and I'll try to address them in future topics. So this week's parsha is a great parsha to begin. It's Parshas Yisro. It's the parsha of Matan Torah. It's the parsha where Hashem chose us as a nation, as it says in Shulchan Aruch, when we say Uvonu v'chartu mikol am v'loshoin, we should have in mind Matan Torah. And important to emphasize that Matan Torah was an event where all Yidden were there. All the Yidden that came out of Mitzrayim, roughly 3 million apparently, and every single neshama. So it's not something that happened to someone a long time ago, but it's something that we relive every day because we remember it constantly because we were all there and Hashem spoke to all of us. So here are a couple of ideas to do with Parshas Yisro. First thing is to emphasize the concept of our emunah. What does it mean to believe in Hashem? To believe in Hashem means to believe in Hashem like by Matan Torah. Not that it's some idea which we have to understand and we have, you know, it could be right, like sometimes someone tells you something, maybe they're right, maybe they're wrong, chas v'shalom, right? But when it comes to Torah, Hashem revealed himself in a way where that was the moment of complete clarity, where the world saw without any doubt that Ein Oid Milvadoi, that Hashem is the only true existence. We're not witnessing Matan Torah every moment, but when we connect to Matan Torah and remember that we were at Matan Torah and we are commanded to remember the giving of the Torah every single day, one of the ideas is to always remember that in our neshama, all the way back from Avraham Avinu and especially through Matan Torah, that Yisrael ma'aminim b'nei ma'aminim, we are essential believers. Every Yid, even if a Yid doesn't feel it 100%, but in the neshama, we absolutely have complete emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And our job is just to live by it and to ignite it and to reveal it by one of the ways, by remembering the and explaining and talking about the concept of Matan Torah. Another very important idea, I think, to bring out to children, a very empowering idea, is Hashem spoke to every Yid. We say, all Neshamas were there, every Yid was there, you were there, I was there, and so on and so forth. But yet when Hashem spoke the Aseres HaDibros, He said, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I am Hashem your God, and all the other commandments in Aseres HaDibros use Loshen Yochid, the singular form, second person singular. Not Elokechem, but Elokecha. Because Hashem spoke to every individual. Yes, He made us into a nation. Yes, Matan Torah was a collective idea. But yet Hashem spoke to you individually. Why? Because you, me, your sister, your brother, are important. When you do a mitzvah, that mitzvah is precious. When you daven better, or you learn Torah, or you kiss the mezuzah, or you're nice to someone else, whatever mitzvah it is, it matters because Hashem spoke to you individually. I think it's a very important, very strong, and a very empowering message to bring out to children. Another very important part of Torah, of Matan Torah, of course, is to talk about the idea of Nitzkias HaTorah, the idea of the eternity of Torah. And this comes, of course, from the concept that Istakel, the Zohar says, Istakel bo'iraisa u'bara alma. Hashem looked into the Torah and created the world, which means Torah is a blueprint for creation. What this means is that it's very different to any other instruction or manual book. where manual books or instruction books or laws that countries make are always made in response to something that already exists. So a country exists in a particular way, so we make laws and we make rules to govern that country. If the country changes, if the culture changes, the people change, we amend the laws. Of course, Torah is radically different. Again, this is sort of an obvious concept, but today nothing should be taken for granted. Everything should be spoken about to make it clear. Istakol bo'iraisa u'bara alma, Hashem created the world from the Torah. Torah is not a response to a world that exists. Torah kodma la'olam, Torah preceded the world. The world is an outcome of Torah. Hashem created the world through and using the letters of the Torah. Which means, therefore, that the Torah is the basis of everything that is created. What this means, for example, is when Hashem gave us a mitzvah, it is nitzki, it is everlasting. Cultures could change, fashions change, people change, the world changes, but the mitzvahs are exactly the same mitzvahs, and they apply to all countries, to all people, to all cultures, wherever the yid might be. We keep the exactly the same mitzvahs and the halachas that Moshe Rabbeinu and Am Yisrael kept when they came out of Mitzrayim. Because we have, of course, foolishness sometimes where people say certain things don't apply today because it's different, it's a different world, it's not the old-fashioned world, and so on and so forth. Very important to highlight with children that part of our basic emunah, that every part of Torah, Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebalpeh, is nitzchi, loy tehe mechlef, as it doesn't change, it is applicable, and it is the way we live in every single time, because every part of the world, every time of the world, comes from Torah. Now, of course, new questions arise every generation. Because we have new technology, new questions, new concepts, the world changes. So we don't replace any mitzvah chas v'shalom, but whenever something new happens, of course, we have to then turn to the Torah, to Agadol Yisrael, to Rabbonim, to Poskim, to understand what does Torah have to say, because Torah must have an answer. Because since the whole world comes from Torah, any new part of the world that's discovered or technology that's discovered is always potentially in Torah and therefore must have a Torah response. And that is something we just need to discover and find out what that is using the process that we know, the process of halacha and learning Torah. Very, very important idea. Of course, following on from that is the concept of amitius of Torah, that the Torah is an absolute truth. It's not like a human truth which could be true or not. It's a godly truth. It's a truth that is given to us. What the Torah says is right and wrong is absolute. The stories that the Torah tells us, Sheshes and Beberashis, people living 900 years in the time of Adam and Noach, all this kind of thing. Ein mikro yoytzi midei pshutai, the pasuk doesn't come out from its simple meaning, and therefore we just need to, we accept it and believe it that it's absolutely true. It might be, sometimes we learn something that seems very strange, it seems like we've never seen something like that. It doesn't seem to make sense to our little mind, but that's part of the discussion, that we need to understand that our minds are finite, our minds are little. And the Torah comes from Hashem. Torah v'oiraisa, oiraisa v'kosha bricha kulachad. Hashem is one with the Torah, and therefore Hashem is the absolute truth, and Torah is the absolute truth. And that's a discussion, of course, which could be developed in many, many different ways. But I think just for now, that's just a good way to start. And to highlight on that. There are many, many things to do with Matan Torah. I'm just providing a few different ideas, and I think this is the parasha where it's so important. I just want to end off with a vort, going back to the concept of Emunah, and again, we could use this vort for different ages in different ways, but there's a famous idea with Parshas Yisro that it says, V'cholo'om royin es ha-koylois, that the Yidden saw the voices, which means they saw the thunders. Chazal tell us, royin es ha-nishma. They saw that which is normally heard, which of course is an incredible miracle. How can you see something that you normally hear? And the question, of course, is, Le'ovit kuchabricho nisra magona, Hashem doesn't normally do miracles for nothing. So what's the idea? But the idea is very clear. The difference between seeing something and hearing something is seeing something means you have absolute clarity. When you see something, seeing is believing. It's absolute, it's certain. The level of certainty you have when you see something is extremely strong. When you hear about something, you believe it, but you didn't see it, so it could be questioned. It's not absolute. It's a little bit abstract. Normally in our world, where Hashem is somewhat hidden, the things that are certain to us, by default, seem to be gashmias, the physical world. Our food, our entertainment, our toys, our physical sustenance, everything physical about the world. Godliness, kedusha, holiness, ruchnias, spirituality, and Elokus are all things which are something we hear about, are something we learn about. We believe it, but it's a little bit distant sometimes. It's not solidly certain because it's something that we hear about. Matan Torah reversed that. Matan Torah, when Hashem revealed Himself, Yidden saw the truth. They saw that Royin es Anishma, what I normally only hear about, I see now. It is absolutely certain. I see the Gilui Elokus, I see the revelation of God. It is no question. It is just absolutely true. In fact, so much so that it becomes the reverse, that what I normally see becomes heard. In other words, the world becomes more questionable, the world becomes more abstract. Worldliness and materialism and all of that becomes something that's in the distant. Whereas Elokus, Torah, Mitzvahs is absolutely Royin es Hanishma. We see that which was normally heard. Now, of course, that doesn't happen every day. It happened in Matan Torah. But of course, when we learn about Matan Torah, the idea is to try and build that concept into our life, to switch it around, that to make Torah and mitzvahs priority, certain, something that is who we are, whereas everything else, our involvement with the material world and Gashmias and so on, becomes something secondary and a bit more distant. So that's just a couple of ideas. I wish everyone a really good day and a guten Shabbos. Once again, if there's any questions, please personal message me or email me at rabbig@bina.com.au. Have a good Shabbos.